We are learning Maseches Chulin, Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. And now we go back to the sugis of Yodos and Shomer. Zok the Mishnah, Hamafshit Bebehemo Uvechaya, someone skinning either Behemo or Chaya, Betahiru Betmeya, say it's a Torah animal or Tomei animal, Bedak of Agasa, a big animal, cattle, or smaller animals. L'shtiach, to make it, you're skinning the leather, to make it, you're skinning the hides, the skins, to make it into like tablecloths or chairs. So there's a big difference. There's certain times when you want to take off the skin as one piece and make it into a, like thermos, into something to hold liquids. There it has to be skinned as one piece. But when they skinned it, to order to make leather, make shoes, and we'll make tablecloths, they sliced it down the middle of the behemoth from the head until the toes, right down the middle of the behemoth. You made one slice, and then you start peeling both ways. You start peeling. Picture a banana. You peel off a banana here. You made a slice right down the middle. Then you peel it off like a banana, both sides. So here, you mafshit l'shatiach. So the loch is kidei achiza. What does kidei achiza mean? It means that if it's kidei achiza, then it will be considered a yad to bring in tuma and to bring out tuma. Bring in tuma being a gay, if it's a, let's say, behemoth tahira, that's a good shechita, and you want to make a tummy, if it touches that yad, it's tummy. In the case where it's an avela, if you touch that kidei achiza, you'll become tummy. What does the achiza mean? Gemara will give a shir, it's like a tefach or two tvachim, enough you can hold on to it to pull it more. But once it gets filleted more than that, then you don't pull it to pull it off. It could be there, you'll do work with a different way. You'll use a knife. We'll see in the Gemara a little bit about this. But upon him, so when it's kedei achiza, it's called a yad. When it's more ready, that's not considered a yad. So picture this. You're slicing down the middle, going down up, you know, up from the top to bottom, and then you peel it to the right and to the left. You peel it. So after you peel more than a kedei achiza ready, that's not a yad anymore. When you peel kedei achiza, that's a yad, because I'm going to use that as a handle, either to peel it out more or to bring the animal around the table. You pull the animal that way. Use it to pull. Once it's too much, then it won't be considered a yad anymore. So that's the shatiach.
What?
Huh? A yad?
A yad to what?
Yad to what? Start again. A yad is the gavre tumah, lahoitzi tumah or lahachnes tumah. So the yad means that either if the behemoth is a behemoth tahara, geshachten a Solomon's piece of meat, so then if you touch that yad, if a sheriff touches the yad, the whole boss becomes tummy. It's a yad l'tumma. The yad l'hoitzi is if it's an avela, if it's a piece of a shtick avela, so then if you, I go and touch that g'deachiza, I'll become tummy. I didn't touch the avela, I touched skin. No, that's the din of yad. So that's the yad. That's the halacha yad. Now, yad to what? It could also mean like this. What is it a yad for? So we spoke out two things, what it could be a yad for. Either it could be a yad to help pull more, skin it more, or it's a yad that I could schlep the animal around with this yad. That's the yad. Well, in that prat, we'll talk in the Gemara a little bit more. We'll discuss in the Gemara. So that is kedei achiza when it comes to shetiach. V'lechemas, chemas is like a thermos or some type of piece of skin that we use to hold liquid. So there, you don't cut it like a banana. There, you do something else. Achi yafshit es achaza. There, the way they used to skin it is by skinning it as one piece. So they cut it on the top, and then they roll it down as one piece all around the behemoth. All around as one piece, it comes right off. It stays around the behemoth. You don't cut it down the middle. You just cut it on top to start it off, and you pull it down until you go over the chaza, over the chest, and when you go over the chaza already, then it's considered mufshat already. That means it's considered a yad until after you pass the chaza. Now, what's the significance of the chaza? So the chaza is very hard to get that off. It's very tedious to get it off the chaza because it's very much attached there. It's very hard to be mafshit, to fillet the skin off the chaza. And since it's very hard to fillet the skin, so therefore, until you do that, it'll still be called a kedei achiza. Why exactly? We could we'll read Tosfos when we get to Tosfos in a second. We'll get to that. We get to Gemara. Why the chaza is worse and why it's different halacha. It's still yad until you get to the chaza. It's still yad. You do the chemas. So I mean, it still has din yad even if you pass kedei achiza. Hamargel kuloi, if you're taking off the whole, you start off from the legs and towards the head. So this case where we started from the head and it came down, so you reached after you passed the chazer, you're good to go. It's not called a kedei achiz anymore. When you go the opposite way, hamargel, that you started from the legs going towards the head, and that's a being mafshitit. So then the halacha is like this: hamargel kuloi chibur l'tumah l'tameh. It's to metame and can become tame, and that's the whole thing, because the chazah is almost at the end of that peeling. When you peel it from the legs, the chest is only at the end. So basically, it's considered a chibur until then. Now, the only thing left is the skin on top of the neck. So, or shalat tzavar, Rav Yechon ben Uram, in a chibur. That's not a chibur anymore. It comes right off. That's not a chibur. Because it's ma'atz by nifshat, like Rashi says. Therefore, it's not a chibur. And Chama says it's mechubur until you mafshit the entire thing. It's still considered attached. It's still considered mechubur. And lav dafka to the chazah, even to the tzavah. So basically, this is the one topic of our Mishnah. The topic of our Mishnah is what is considered a yad by the R when the R is still attached, partly attached. When is it considered a yad? So the Mishnah said, there's basically three categories. In a case where I'm making a shatiach, which means I'm pulling a piece of leather, a smaller piece, I don't need one big piece, so I slice down the middle, then I stop peeling. So there, once it passes the shir kedei achiza, it seems like there it won't be considered a yad anymore. When I am pulling it down from the head down, so once I pass the chaza, it's not considered a yad. And when I do it from the legs towards the head, then you have to pass the chazah, and when you get to the tzavar, it's a chalikus. So Rabbi Yechon Ruri says that the tzavar is not considered a chibur because it comes right off. Chacham say, no, it is called a chibur until you take the whole thing off. So let's see what the Gemara says. Maybe Ulai will get a little more clear. Zok the Gemara. Mekam ve'elechmai. What happens after a mafshe more than kedei achiza? After more than kedei achiza, what's the halacha? Omarav toher hamufshet. That until the makom chiburoi, it's not considered a yad. Only by makom chiburoi, there already, if you touch the R, it'll become tamei. You know why? Because it's a shomer. But once it's more than kedei achiza zograv, it's not considered a yad anymore. Because he holds that I don't pull it around anymore by holding on to this piece of skin. It's too much skin. I don't hold on to it anymore. I'll just hold on to the animal itself. So Torah mufshit is mekam ve'elech is tar mufshit. Any part of the mufshit is tar. Vasi omar, no, still tefach asomach lebas tamei. The tefach that's next to the baso will still be tamei. The closest tefach that will still be considered a yad. Like Rashi explains, because I didn't see Rashi inside. We'll start from tar mufshit. Tar mufshit ad mokem chibura is tar. Av mechibura ve'elech hun tamei shem shomer. Kedemrim b'negei kenega bas v'achayra. Yeah, it's a shomer. Zok the other man the Amar of Asi tefach mina or hamufshit somuch hamakom chibur sivus kuloi all around have a big ziyad betame. Why? Because the taruch loy shoyche sham, you grab onto that, don't moishu chamafshit meilav, and you slap you fillet it from there. You hold onto that. The rav la yad chosv loy. That's called yad. Only came as talto boy zayichel. Fi ravs don't say a yad if I'm a talto boy zayichel. So Rashi gives us a glimpse into what's going on here. There's a historical conflict with Rav and Rav Asi. What makes this thing a base yad? According to Rav Asi, what makes it a base yad is if that's the way I fillet it further, so I'm holding on to the fillet. Rav says, that's not a yad. That's not a yad. I'm taking off the skin. That's not a yad. It's not a yad labasa. I'm taking the skin off. How's that a yad labasa? Rav says, only yad labasa. If I use it, it's metal to labasa. So he says, once it's a kedei achiza, if it's a kedei achiza, that's the way I move around the basa. But once I took off half the skin, then when I want to move this piece of Solomon's meat, what do I do? I don't schlep on to the skin, that's chelm. I hold on to the basa and I move it around. Therefore, it's not called a yad. That's what Rashi explains to us, because Rav and Rav Asi, it's really because what exactly is yad. So, the shaila is, so, let's need a little more beer in this Rav. So let's see Taisvis a little bit. And Taisvis also tell us why is Chazeh, why is by Chazeh different? So look top Taisvis. The Maida Perish Vekunturis, the Sov Rav, the Chol Yad, She'ena Metalta Bais Oichel, Ena Yad, Tema, a Mayak Deachiza Chosh Yad Tve. So why Deachiza is called Yad? Menirom, so Deachiza Ve'elech, Yochel Lechaz, Abasa Atzma Metalta. Like we just spoke out, that after Deachiza, you schlep the Basa around. You don't schlep it by the skin. Inami, Mishnu Chosman Shloi Hifshit, Kedei Achiza, Kosh Lav Shitoi, Pa'am Shemanichi Kach, It's very easy, and you already finished it off. So you're never going to use that handle anymore. Two pshat, and why? When it's more. Why? One pshat is because when it's more ready, then you'll metaltal the basar itself, or because when it's more ready, it goes easy. If it goes easy, I don't have to use this at all. So then he says like this. He says, what about chaser? That's very important over here. He says, v'chein b'cheimas, actually yafshet a chaser. Why? L'fisha chaser, kosher l'hafshet, l'kach, pomim yanicho ikach, sha'achas, v'toich kach yisarach l'tatloi. Amshufshet a chaser, ain't derech l'nichikein. So he explains, according to Rav, why is chaser different? You know why chaser is different? Because by chaser, there, you're gonna leave it here a long time, and you're going to be metaltal with that piece of skin. Because the chaza, you leave, like, you need a good set of time. You need a good hour to take the chaza off. So it's very possible you're going to leave it here. So the Tyson in the second pshat is explaining why Rav holds that after you get the achiza, you're not going to stop around the basa that way. It's because usually you finish it off right away. But by chaza, you don't finish it off right away. It takes a long time to do it. Since it takes a long time to do it, so therefore you're going to leave it here, and you're going to start probably metaltal the basa, i.e. day, the handle called the R, and that's why even when it's more than Kedei Echiza, it's still considered a Yad. That's the Tosfos gives a little glimpse of what's taught by Chaza. By Chaza is very, very, that's according to Rav. According to Rav Asi, that learned it's totally in flaying, so there also by the Chaza, since it's so hard to do, so there also you're gonna use this, anything you can to try to get it off, so therefore it's all considered a Yad until you get finish the chaza. So that's the difference between the chaza and the reisha. But now we're going to discuss a few kashas on Rav Asi. So remember, Rav says that if it's more like the achiza, then everything is tar. It's not a yad at all until you get to the actual skin that covers the basa. I'll show you. Rav Asi says the tefach asamach lebasa is still called a base yad, even though the rest of that skin is not a yad. But that part is a yad. So we have a few kashas on Rav Asi over here. Meisvei. If you mafshik kedei achiza, mekam ve'elach anegei, but mufshid tar. If you mafshik kashir hazeh, which means kedei achiza, after that, more than that, anegei but mufshid tar. Sounds before like Rav. Anegei but mufshid tar. Sounds like the riot to Rav. It's Rav Asi. My life filled with tamach asam abasa. Even tamach asam abasa. Any mufshid is tar. So we're learning a lie. Levad me tefach asam abasa. Besides for the tefach asam abasa, that's what it means. When it says mufsha means the mufsha besides the tefach asamach lebasa, because that's considered the yad. You get out of that question. The stronger question. Toshma, but or she can neged habasa tame. It says klar. Or she can neged habasa tame when it's mekam veilach. Or she can neged habasa tame. How about tefach asamach lebasa tar? So the Gemara, no, not shver. Why? Tana called tefach asamach lebasa or she can neged habasa karle. The whole tefach asamach lebasa is called or she can get a basa karle. That means, even though it says in the Brayse that dafka the or she can get a basa is tamei, but it means also the tefach asamach lebasa. Now, this is Mar's Taras. Now, this is Mar's Taras Shtuk Apella, or Rav Asi. Why? Because why is the or she can get a basa tamei? Al tziad? No. It's not shomer. The tefach asamach lebasa, what's that tzad that's tamei? No, shomer. It's a yad. So how would you put in the same words, or shekinegah abasar means this also. One means a shem, one means that. It's a pella. One means a shem, one means a yad. It's a pella. There's shash has the cash already. It's a very shver. It's a terah. It's a ravasi. He says that's why the shash says, I like toysis mahalach and the sugi better. But we didn't learn toysis mahalach. We only learned the rashi mahalach. But this is a cash a little bit on the mahalach. That what's more is terah. Third kasha on Rav Asi. So far we answered the first two. The second terah is a little shver, like the Rashash points out. Now the third kasha on Rav Asi. Toshima, a mafshid beim avachaya b'tayru b'tameya b'dakav agaso u'dakav agaso shtiach k'dei achiza. And it says this is like so far exactly like our Mishnah, and a fear zois, and this is really from a tesefta v'tefach hasomach lebasa tahar. Now you're really up the creek. This is mamish akasha on Rav Asi v'tefach hasomach lebasa tahar. Everything is tahar, it says. Zokt Gemara, Hakamai Askinim, but Tefach Rishon. Zokt Rashi pshas like this: that when there's only two tefachim, then even Rav Asi agrees that the whole thing is tar, no yad. When there's only two tefachim total, the kedei achiza and the tefach asamach lebasa, it's nothing. He says because there yesh tehinish tahar, you can't flay it from the top because it's too much slack. It's too tefachim long, and you can't hold on to that little one tefach because it's too little, too short to hold on. But when you cut eight tefachim, so then the tefach asamach, you can hold on to it. Why? Because since it's so long, so the weight makes it easier. So this is a good example to look at a banana. If you have a banana and you cut a little bit, now you want to hold on to the thing that's next to the banana and pull it, you're not going to be able to pull it. But after it's already 3-4 inches, you can hold on to the thing that's near the banana and pull it. Because it's easier since it's the weight pulls it apart, so it's easier to hop onto that. So that's the pshat. So Rav Asi says, tefach asomach only works as more than two tefachim. Means if it's one tefach, it's a yad, derechizim. Two tefachim, no yad. He agrees to Rav. When it's three tefachim, then the tefach asomach, three tefachim and on, the tefach asomach abasar is good. Hokam has given tefach rishon. Very good shmak. So we answer that kash Rav Asi, ad kan Rav and Rav Asi. Now how much is derechizim? Tana. Kama derechizim? Tefach. Frank Gemara about Tanya Tvachayim, two Tvachim. I'm about a Tefach Kafel. It means two Tvachim. Some say it means that Tvachayim is one on Tefach on this side, one Tefach on that side. I saw someone that said, wanted to learn Pshat like that. It's not clear how we would learn, but it says here, how much is Shir Gedech? He's a Tefach. Then it says, Hi Tvachayim. Or is Tefach Kafel? Either means, because two Tvachim. But Dr. Rishash, Nirali, the Rosam is Oilam Haba Gedech, he's a Tefach. He says, but the Hachi Prusha of Geshe Yechav Shteyah, it says, here it means that made two sides, that's what it says. But like upon him, he says, Rashi Damash like that. Okay, two Tvachim, it means either two Tvachim or it means Tefach on each side. Tainamach, Tamag Dechiza, Tefach Kafel. Tefach Kafel, that's what Dechiza is. Very good. Shmax, that is so far our Mishnah with our Gemara, Rabbi Rasi, and we answer all the kashas. And now, the Gemara will go into a new Indian, but the next Indian will also have Shaykhs because they bring rice from our Mishnah, Legabek Dechizah.